Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 13th week after the Sunday of Trinity, Thursday. Our scripture reading comes from Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in these things that have been made, so that they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up in the lusts of their heart to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Our scripture lesson comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 10. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. God allows us to love his creatures. That is why he created them and made them good. The sun is a fine creation of God. Gold and silver and everything that is fair and beautiful quite naturally engender love in us. God readily permits us to love these creatures. But to cling to them and equate our love for them with our love for him, this he neither will nor can tolerate. Indeed, it is his will that I should deny and forsake all if he wants me to do so, and that I should be satisfied even if I never saw the sun, money, or any of my property again. Love of creatures must always stand a very long distance beneath love of himself. Even as he is the supreme good, so he wants us to love him in the highest manner before everything else. If he does not want me to love anything beside himself, much less does he want anything to be loved above himself, although both of these alternatives amount to the same thing. Now, I believe you can see what it means to love God with your whole heart and your whole soul and your whole mind. To love God with your whole heart is to love him above all creatures. Although many creatures are quite lovable and please me well and I love them, I should still be fully prepared to disregard them and let them go for God's sake if God my Lord so wills it. Let us pray. We thank and praise you, Heavenly Father, for all the good gifts of your creation. Grant us the moderation and understanding to use these creatures according to your will and for our neighbor's benefit. In Christ's name and for his sake, amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.